I hope that I never would have to kill you on any of this stuff, but looks like it have to bother you a little bit, and I know where your country's involved, that you want to do it. We're getting all kinds of static saying we're about to bring the Indian government down. I don't know how wild this stuff is. About our friend Galbraith talking and writing on CIA.
Uh-huh.
Have before me his statement that CIA activities in New Delhi, quote, were generally known to and involved no conflict with local authorities. Galbraith bases this information, as well as a number of other observations, in his article on his knowledge as ambassador in New Delhi during the period 61 to 63. This CIA in India is an article of his published in the Washington Post on the 13th. I didn't read it. Another thing, I understand you're the sugar daddy of the net.
I owe you an apology, though. I've been steering clear of you till you cooled off after little Arthur got on that program.
Well, I've been watching them all. I think that's going to kill our public television.
I'm very scared of it myself, Mr. President.
We've been getting a good many complaints about it, and all of our friends throughout the country that see it come in and say that they believe it's a... operation subversive. That's really political when it's calculated.
New York liberals who don't have much judgment.
Well,
trying to figure out how to get a hold of them.
It seems to me that when we're in a lot of fields, that's excellent. And I don't know whether they're going to either be the substitute or the replacement, or either the competitor for the networks on news things, particularly if any public or semi-public money goes into it. I'm afraid that if by chance we should get Friendly or Fulton Lewis or somebody, they're probably about the same class on extremes, but if we got them in charge of a public fund, we'd be in one hell of a shape, wouldn't we?
I think the problem of fairness in public comment, I think there is a problem here, Mr. President. I think perhaps we have a shade different view. I'd like to send you a memo on it rather than try to explain what we're trying to do.
What I have concern about is, I have a deep concern about public money going into anything where an individual can slant the stuff.
I agree with that.
It's very much like your USIA thing here. Now, I've heard some experienced people, some of them as late as this morning, that called me and raised hell about a fellow named Conyers that was being interviewed night before last on the Adam Clayton Powell thing, and the great disenchantment on the president and his lack of interest in the Negro and not supporting the Negro and so forth on the public television. Of course, I didn't see Arthur, don't know anything about him. I saw this doctor that they had down here testifying this week on poverty. Clark, is it, in New York, the Negro?
Clark.
I saw him. I thought he was very wild and very... yes, I guess I did. Arthur was a State of the Union, wasn't it? Yes, yes, I saw that. Clark was on that night, too. Now, I don't know how much of that stuff goes on, but it's not going to bother me, but I think that if you just reverse it the other way, and if that were going on talking about Jack Kennedy that way, or even Bobby Kennedy that way, I would imagine, or even talking about Ford or Dirksen that way, I would imagine they'd get hit some pretty heavy blows very quick, and I think it would destroy the whole public television movement. And I think we've got to watch our public affairs, our news commentary. It's either got to be strict news, and if it's going to be opinion, why, it's going to be pretty dangerous if it's supported by money. Public money.
You're going to have to be awfully responsible and careful.
I was thinking about who in the hell a man could pick to head up this board I'm talking about. Just who could pick.
I have a candidate for that.
Who? I'd just like to think about it. Who is he?
Milton Eisenhower.
Well, I think that'd be all right. I trust him. I trust him as a, not to be a Democrat or Republican. I don't know whether the ADA trusts him. But I would. I think he's a very fair. I would trust you. I don't know many others, though, that I would. I don't know many in this United States, because that's the point I'm making right there.
You're right, Mr. President, on that, and I've been very worried about it myself.
We've got to. So you better put a string halter on some of these fellows that are using it now to.
If I can do it without getting stuck in the stocks as a senator,
that's right.
I will.
That's right. That's well. That's. I think the way to do it is to try to discuss our culture, discuss a lot of things other than just getting in the strictly political campaign field.
Well, I don't know we can keep that far out of it, but we can sure as hell be accountable for fairness, and that's the crucial thing, I think. I agree with you, Mr. President. This is very edgy stuff, and the thing we're trying to do with the new work that's going forward, which won't hit the board until next fall, is to demonstrate a kind of seriousness and fairness that is not the hard news commentary and is not the wild opinion, but it's not going to be easy, and it's going to take, it is a gamble out there.
Okay, now you think about how to handle this diplomatic. I never did understand why Arthur didn't tell you about all the things that's happening here when he and Kennedy were carrying on this foreign policy back in the early 60s. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. President.